Blog Talk Radio.
Coming through your motherfucking speaker, and it is Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. You know, actually, I'm really not even supposed to be on the show. I mean, yes, I am a pimp, player, hustler, gangster, trapper, you know, all of the above. But really, this is when the fellas are supposed to be like on some man talk shit, you know what I'm saying, where you know, they, you know, holding their nuts and, you know, doing what they do and running the show. But they thought this behavior is becoming to be a little bit excessive. You know what I'm saying? This nonchalant ass shit that I've been putting up with for almost 3 years is beginning to be a bit excessive. Now, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm going to open up the show. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to get a delinquent ass this time to check in on they motherfucking show. Because, I mean, I'm really supposed to be just like a filler. You know, just to toss the female perspective in every now and again to keep that testosterone down to a minimum. Because, you know, when there's too much testosterone in the air, all kind of weird shit start happening. It all sets the ecological balance of the world. You know what I'm saying? So you got to come in with some estrogen and tone that shit down. That's my purpose on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, actually. But, you know, hey, once again, being the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman that I am, I have been holding this shit down for they motherfucking asses. I have to let the secret out because this is becoming too excessive. It's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday again on Hot Talk Radio, the show where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, and trappers enlighten the world on the topic at hand, Too Excessive Tuesday. Now, I know somebody over in one of them small countries, what was the last country that checked in? It's over by Bahrain, Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R. You know, I thought that was just so cute. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, you know, it's a little island. And they just, I mean, you know, we just reaching out, touching the whole motherfucking world. In a minute, they're going to be, they already watching me. You know what I'm saying? But in a minute, they're going to be really just like listening to every conversation that we do to make sure we ain't giving out, you know, like some type of decoded message like, you know, hey, I need everybody in the world to just do this one particular thing. And, you know, just take this shit over. They're going to be, you know, hey. However, excessive, more than is necessary, normal, or desirable, immoderate. So, you know, instead of saying somebody, you know, talk too damn much, you can say that conversation is a bit excessive. You know what I'm saying? If you can say anything to people, it's just the way you say it. So that's what my job here is, to teach people how to say things without, you know, causing so much, you know, that, you know, hurting people's feelings. You know, I'm here to teach y'all one show at a time. You know, I'm going to show y'all how to address people, because you can say anything. I mean, you know, but it's all in how you say it. You talk too motherfucking much. See, that's going to get you hit in the motherfucking mouth. But if you say, well, you know, your conversation is a bit excessive at times, but, you know, what the information that you bring is very needed. The person is, you know, they're smiling and they're thanking you for what you just said. You say the other statement, you know, they're hitting your mouth, and, you know, they're going to call up their other homeboys and let them know you talking shit. You know, I'm just telling y'all got to, you know. Anyway, how many women / men in a situation would be considered excessive? Now, I was watching something on television the other day, and this particular show had men that had like 3, 4, 5, 6 wives and shit. To me, that was a bit excessive, because me being a super female pit bull that I am, you know, you can't put two female pits in the same vicinity under no circumstances. It ain't going to work. I wanted to discuss that because I'm trying to figure out, well, if men can have more than one wife, 3, 4, 5, I need me a team of husbands. I mean, I just don't want me a team of fans. I want a team of husbands where they all live in the same house. Some of the situations, and pardon me for, you know, chewing on something, my mouth was a little dry. I was, you know, talking a bit excessive and my mouth got dry. So, anyway, moving on to, I'm going to come back to that. I'm just getting the topics out there. I'm going to start playing some music, get these excessive party motherfuckers time to get their shit together and check in. How many sex partners in a lifetime would you consider to be excessive? You know, once again, more than is necessary, normal or desirable, or immoderate. How much sex, whether it be oral or, you know, regular, will be considered excessive? At what point does insecurity become excessive? How many phone calls are allowed from a friend or lover before it becomes excessive? How many kids from a previous relationship is excessive? You know, like, what's your limit? Like, will you date a girl with, you know, no more than one, or is your limit three, or, you know, it doesn't matter? You know, we're gonna talk about this topic excessive tonight. In the meantime, you know, one thing has not changed, and, you know, it probably would never change, and that's that I'm a brick house.
This your boy Dub Beast going down right here on the west side of Atlanta. Lady Libra coming through your speaker.
Represent the ATL.
give me some good love.
Somebody rocking like a devil.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking like
that's
a devil.
That's all I want, baby, yeah. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking like that's a devil.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking like a devil.
Some sweet rocking. Some sweet love.
Somebody rocking like a devil.
Giving you my pleasure. Cause I'm ready.
Giving out my love right there.
You know she just moved out of mama's, just went back to college. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw her dollars. I throw her dollars. I throw her dollars. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw her dollars.
She works hard for the money.
You knew since back when you ain't had too many dollars, and you couldn't trust your friends. Used to ride around in Impala, drop you off right after high school. I don't know too many like you. Bitches hate, but they won't fight you on. Bars up, too honest. No time for no problems. It's all good cause you bad. You just be falling for the wrong niggas. I'm clicking all of her pictures and she showing all of that dad. Got that like you ain't even gotta act. You ain't even gotta know how to know that. That she
just moved out of mama's, just went back to college. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw her dollars. I throw her dollars. I throw her dollars. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw her dollars.
She works hard for the money.
So, so hard.
So hard for the money.
So, so hard.
She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. Dancing for them dollars.
Money slaves can't save them. Her mind gone, she tainted in. She getting double what she made then. Ain't got a man, but she paid, man. She know the game, it ain't fair. Just foul play, no referees. I'm falling back, just watching that. In the corner off with a couple of racks.
I like that, I need that, I want that, I see that. Can I meet that, where you be at? Everybody trying to beat that.
I'm clicking all of her pictures and she showing all of that ass. Got that like you ain't even gotta act. You ain't even gotta know how to know that. That she
just moved out of mama's, just went back to college. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw her dollars. I throw her dollars. I throw her dollars. She is my dancer. When she dance, I throw her dollars.
She works hard for the money.
So hard.
So hard for the money.
So hard.
She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. She be dancing for them dollars. Dancing for them dollars.
I like that. I need that. I want that. I see that. Can I meet that? Will you be at? Everybody trying to beat that. I like that. I need that. I want that. I see that. Can I meet that? Will you be at? Everybody trying to beat that. I like that.
I want this time. bitch, I ain't standing over here. Sitting with a long hair, tell her come here. Sipping on the hem, I ain't got no one to feel. With a body like that, I got a hair there, there.
I want that thing.
I want that thing.
He wants this thing.
She wants this thing.
I want that thing.
I want that thing.
He wants this thing.
She wants this thing.
I want that thing.
I want that thing.
He wants this thing.
She wants this thing.
I want that thing.
I want that thing.
He wants this thing.
She wants this thing.
Too much, if a man comes too much to be coming excessively, does it start to hurt?
I want to see we got some experts to just check in. Big Baby.
Yeah, I'm in here.
You know you wrote up. You know you wrote the fuck up, but you know what? You get wrote up so much, it has become excessive.
Ain't no such thing as Big Baby getting rolled up no more. That shit don't exist.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to understand how y'all think y'all just going to make this. You know I work on either Sunday or Thursday.
Man, that shit, hot radio, man.
This ain't nothing fun, nigga. This is Pimp Juice Take on Tuesday, where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, trapper, everything that the world deemed not right runs the show and talks about the topic at hand. Now, I understand that I am super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. However, this is not my show. I serve as an opener. I serve as a catalyst for the conversation. I serve as, something to,
hey,
you know, to keep y'all straight. However,
can I tell you
y'all behavior, y'all tartness and nonchalant attitude is becoming excessive.
Hey,
and I'm thinking about counseling.
Listen. Let me tell you what the problem is.
What's the problem?
You do whatever the fuck we tell you to do. If we tell you to host the whole show, then you host the whole show. And we just want you to do the intro.
Oh, hell to the no. This shit done got added. This shit done got real. This shit done got added so much. It's excessive addedness on Hot Talk Radio World. It's excessive. Not for all the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women across the world. Don't worry. I got this. I know y'all fretting right now like, damn. Baby, no. He is put in time out.
She gonna cut my motherfucking mic off. That's what she gonna do. Yes.
And in the event you're on the switchboard and you desire to say something, please press the number one. That will alert me that you desire to speak, and you will be included into the conversation. Until then, happy motherfucking listening. Now, I just want to go ahead and get started with this, you know. I mean, you know the rest of them gonna check in because they dare not try me.
I'm with them. We all in the cut. We're chilling.
Oh, y'all in the cut. So y'all excessively in the cut.
True.
That probably makes sense, but I'm like, Libra, what I say goes. It doesn't matter how I come out. You mean you can say things backwards and wrong. Now, I want to know, maybe.
Come on with it.
I was watching something on television the other day that kind of like, you know, made the hairs on my pussy stand up. And I used to know where I have. Yeah, and I shaved. But the little bit that was growing back stood up. That's just how much this got on my nerves. It was a dude sitting up, a couple of dudes, you know, some males. You know, I won't speak on the color because I'm sure that if it's one racist, mother racist pulling the same bullshit. But it was one guy that had four wives. And he not the only one. It's called polygamy. Monogamy. I don't even know what polygamy. Plus, it wasn't right. That's all I want to say. And I was thinking, like, damn, if one female come in within a certain radius of my atmosphere, the female pit bull rises out of me, and I begin to bark fiercely and then get ready to attack. Now, I felt that, you know, one woman too many was excessive. Do you feel that, you know, that's something that all men should, you know, get into? Because I was having a debate with a particular individual, and they told me that if they had, you know, a lineup, you know, a flock of floozes, a band of bitches, a herd of whores, whatever you want to call it, because that's what that is. If you got four bitches that line up to be with you, that's a flock of floozes. That's a herd of hoes. That's a band of bitches. I'm sorry, ain't nothing. How the fuck you gonna bring marriage into that shit? That's excessive. How the fuck do you think, you know, don't you think that's a bit much? I mean, do you agree? You think that everybody should line, you know, sign up for them four or five bitches at a time?
Let me tell you, you're missing what the point is. If he take his band of bitches and put them all together, then he got one super bitch. See, he found one bitch.
No, hell no.
Listen, let me tell you. See, he found one bitch, and she couldn't suck dick good. So he got another bitch. She could suck dick good, but her pussy wasn't that good. So he got one more bitch, you know what I'm saying, to clean up and shit. Put all them bitches together, three basic bitches, make one super bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
No, you know it. Hell
I'm saying
no.
That shit.
Oh no.
He's transformed three basic bitches into one super bitch. See, they just got one name. They just got one line together on the super bitch roll. They ain't got all three of their names. They ain't got three lines. They just got one long ass line.
See, maybe you're looking at possible explosion. This is your behavior is a bit excessive tonight. This is too much. I cannot believe that's the conclusion you came to. But now you want to justify motherfuckers having more than one bitch.
Shit happens, cuz. Shit. Some people
are
like
saying
this.
So what you're saying is this one. So what you're saying is he did the next best thing to getting a super bitch. He got him a group of basic bitches.
Right. Feel that shit like hot, warm booty meat.
This conversation. Hold on, we got somebody to raise their goddamn hand. Hold the hell up, it just got Alex. What's going on, 678-906? Who it is?
What up, this your boy Low Key checking in.
What's going on, Low Key? You know, I'm sure the ladies right now going crazy because I got a lot of feedback from you. And then you had some guy haters, too. The guys was hating a bit excessive. They say you was on here trying to steal all the women and get out of prison. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody going to come on here and piss everybody off like these clowns. You know what I'm saying? You see how they do. Now, what you about to say about this bullshit that big baby, my ex-baby daddy, just said?
I'm going to tell you like this right here. If you don't have no haters, there ain't nobody paying attention to you. Ain't nobody paying attention to you, then you just another number in the crowd. So you got those that are born to be in the front and those that are born to get ahead and follow. So I'm a leader. I'm not a follower. So,
well, you better talk to him, man. Well, you better talk to him.
So I'm trying to figure out, okay, do you agree? Because you came, now I thought you, you know, you came, you started the show last week a little bit, you know, on the low key tip. Then you unleashed the drag ass. From then on, I ain't had no respect for you. But however, I want to know what do you have to say about his rendition. I feel that more than one woman is a bit excessive, a bit much. But
I'm gonna tell you like this.
To say that was his way of solving his problem.
I'm gonna tell you like this. The scripts could be flipped either way. Because you got those females that have a dude that pay their rent. You got those females that have a dude that, you know, pay pretty much to get their hair and nails done. And you got the one dude, he don't do nothing. He just come and serve her.
Yeah.
So it could be both ways. You know what I'm saying? It's biased, you know.
Why you might have talked to him, boy? School a super bitch, man. You need to school a super bitch, man. You're doing your thing, man. Do your motherfucking thing, my nigga.
So what you're saying is,
now, flipping it back on the other side, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you do have those dudes that, you know, can't be satisfied that either. So, you know, they got to, you know, have what they need, you know what I'm saying, when they need it, you know. I ain't going to call no names out there, but, you know, you got those people that are, and those zodiac signs that got more than one head.
Don't be over here talking about me like that. Let's not make this show about Lady Libra, okay?
So you know, I'm saying I'm gonna leave my piece right there. You know what I'm saying? But I just had to interject. You know what I'm saying? And get it started.
That's your little bit for that particular statement. And we're gonna come back to because you know the rest of the clowns. They on their way in, you know, they've been ready, you know, because we've been fighting about this topic here for 3 days now. You know what I'm saying? Saying that shit. Everybody need to give them a flock of fools. I'm like, oh, hell nah. But now this baby done tried to make me feel good about the shit and say, well, the reason why, you know what I'm saying, and the men you have don't need a team of bitches because they got one super bitch. Don't try to pacify that shit. Okay, we got another call. Just put their hand up. Let's see what's going on with 678-467. Who it is?
You done got scared.
I can't get the mic to open. This. Okay, your mic is open now. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You hear me?
Who is this?
Oh, this your boy, Mr. Pills. Southside
Fine. What's going on, Mr. Pills?
What's happening? What's happening? Had to call in, show love. You know what I'm talking about. But, you know, on the topic, you know what you're getting into before you get into it. That's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? And like my man said, go both ways, you know. It's a 50-50 issue, you know. And that's just how the story goes, as crime balls say.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Now, in the particular situation, some of the people that, the women that married, you know, some of the women that married the guy already had previous children, and then they had children within this fake-ass marriage, because you cannot bring marriage into a fucking orgy, even though they say they don't fuck each other at the same time. But if I got to line up for some dick, I mean, what kind of pussy you got that you got to take a number to fuck your nigga? I mean, that's just, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? Your turn tonight, I got to sleep up. Oh, hell no. Even if I ain't fucking that night, I wish the hell I would. You go to your other bitch bedroom because it ain't my turn. Nah. That's that
wow.
Baby bitch.
If it ain't no turn, it ain't no turn, shit. It ain't no turn.
Hey, they get into Africa now. You all really want to take it back.
What did you say?
I'm going to Africa and clean all this shit up. That's what's wrong with the world. They need Lady Libra hell in their life. Now, okay, do you all have a preference on how many children will you allow your current relate? You know, you pursuing a female, and you know, you getting the preliminary questions like, hey, what you doing? What you like to eat? You know, and when you get to that number one question, and you say, well, you know, you got any kids? I mean, what number do she have to say for you to put her on? Well, this just gonna be some cutting, or I might, you know, take the conversation a little bit more. You know, get more involved in the conversation and see what it's like and go. And how many kids is excessive for you to bring into a relationship?
Two, nigga.
Okay, so you're kidding.
That's the magic number
one,
two.
One, two, four.
Hey,
I'm
ready.
But, you know, the third one might happen by accident.
Huh?
I said the third one might happen by accident.
Okay,
you
know,
you shoot for two, but you might get three.
Yeah.
So do you want them two to have one dad, or can the two have two different? I mean, what point do all this shit get expensive? I mean, so is she coming with two babies with three baby dads? Is that too expensive? I mean, at what point do y'all say this gonna be an overpriced?
Like this, it got expensive on day one when you said, "Can I take you somewhere?" She already counted your money in your wallet.
She spent your wallet, and she spent your money.
Hell yeah, and you know, nigga like us don't pay for pussy directly. We pay for pussy indirectly.
Indirectly, oh yeah.
You know, I don't know what they say, nigga. Goddamn, tricking is tricking. If you paying for it, if you fuck a bitch and the bitch say give me $50, then that's the same thing. We could go out. I can end our regular pay for this pussy. I got to use my gas to get over there, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got all my nonsense days. No bitch called 150. So, you know what I'm saying? That end our regular. So, you know, there I go.
And you know, when she first meets you anyway, she already sizing you up, seeing how much money you got anyway. She looking at the food, looking at what you driving.
So, where the hell is it? You know what? Y'all trying to take this. You know what? Let me give y'all time to regroup. I'm gonna put some ass on your mind to give y'all time to really think about what you just said. hot. I'm gonna put some hydraulics on y'all ass.
Oh, my
God. Squaw.
Again on Hot Talk Radio, the show where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, trappers, everything that the world deemed not right, enlighten the world on the topic at hand. Excessive. More than is necessary, normal, or desirable, immoderate. See, you know what I'm saying? It's too much excessive shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got a flock of flus, a band of bitches, a herd of whores, all because they saying that they take their bitches and mount them up, group them together, and make one super bitch. We would be holding super bitch workshops because I'm getting ready to turn to, we getting ready to eradicate basic land. So therefore, all this, you know, five bitches per nigga is will be eradicated as well. That way, it'll be one super bitch per nigga. You know what I'm saying? All y'all basic females, y'all hear what these niggas is saying. Y'all hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to say y'all one show at a time. I was seeing her to say the word. The anointing has fell upon me. Now, if you turn over new leash on life and become super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable, it's not fucking hard. You know what I'm saying? then you won't be sharing your nigga with 10 other bitches. Just that simple. That's some shit I don't understand, but I'm trying to get an understanding. I can't wait till the rest of these assholes check in, because, you know, shit, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Shit, you can have 10 wives, I won't fault it up with shit. We got Low-Key that's unchecked in with us again. We got Mr. P up on deck. We got Big Baby.
Hey, this is why you can't understand the shit. I keep trying to tell you. He got 4 basic bitches. You are not a basic bitch, okay? You are a super bitch. Therefore, you cannot understand the excessiveness of that man's needs of putting 4 basic bitches together to make him super bitch. Super bitches is only goddamn, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, hard, y'all motherfuckers stay grouped up in goddamn penthouses and shit, and nigga, you know, a nigga gotta go search for y'all ass. So, that nigga like, I ain't doing no more searching. I'm gonna get these 4 basic bitches, put their line, all their names together, one line, super bitch. Wow, there you go.
Okay, well, let me clarify some things so that people can understand. Fellas, I'm not running I'm not a madam, you know what I'm saying? I'm not running the escort service. But if you are looking for a super bitch, call 404-946-8119, and I will connect you to where this. I will tell you where the super bitches is, because we always, you know, mounting up, you know, doing shit, and I will invite you out to where the super bitches are, and you can, you know, come and socialize with the super bitches. Just let me know. You're talking to Queen Super Bitch right here. I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is things, you know, I got to tell you this. Super bitches only fuck with super noble, intellectual, charismatic, courageous, ambitious soldiers. We only fuck with super niggas. So if you want some basic shit, basic niggas need not a fly.
Hey, you need to get out of here. You need to tell them basic bitches when
you're having class. I need to tell the basic bitches what?
When you having class.
Oh, yeah, I just said we're going to start having workshops on Saturday. I got to, you know, find a secret location, because I just, you know, I don't want people seeing the basic bitches coming, because they might feel like, damn, people going to know I'm a basic bitch. I'm going to tell them where to come.
If you got to go to class in order to get school, then you just ain't got it. You need to go and sit down.
On life. But basic bitch is trying to change over. We're trying to eradicate this basic shit. We will teach them. You know what I'm saying? Now, super bitches, hey, we all born with this shit. But if you basic and you want to know what it takes to be super, hey, come on. I mean, I can't even.
So you gonna give
all this
away
for free? What you say?
You gonna give all this away for free? All this free information?
I mean, anything, because all the basic bitches don't want to be helped. But those that want to be saved, I will help them. You know what I'm saying? You can't be selfish with this shit.
That's like a pimp having class. You know, having class and giving his money away. It just ain't gonna happen. It just, you know.
I mean, because you gotta understand, everybody ain't gonna say they basic. Everybody ain't gonna come to terms and say, this is like an alcoholic. How many motherfuckers you know say, yeah, I'm an alcoholic? They'll come up with every other excuse in the world. I mean, I like to drink, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't no alcoholic. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna come up with every excuse not to go in there. So once again, you left with basic land being in effect. My job is to eradicate this bullshit. It's excessive basic behavior. That's my job as a super bitch.
just basically don't be in denial. You know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line. You know, don't be in denial. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a scrub, you know, don't act like, you know what I'm saying, you're a $1 million man. If you're a hood rat, don't act like you're a diva. And that's just how the story goes. You feel me?
Damn.
That's just the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? The risk going to handle itself, because truth will be shown. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get in that club and you ain't got enough for a bottle, then you're going to find out who yeah. Well, how you say shazam. Speaking tongues. You gonna find out, son. Don't perpetrate. No, you know what I'm saying. Be who you are. You know what I'm saying. No, but don't act like you just that 5-star G. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying. And you going.
You only got a star and a half, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That's just real life. You know.
I got a question. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, have been, you know, sending me messages because, you know, I have a open line of communication with the people, and I, you know, tell me, you know, send me questions, and, you know, we will answer them in front of, you know, the audience or answer them to the best of our ability. But they want to, I mean, my question is, when you dating somebody, and you know, every time you out somewhere, they say, man, oh, they're gonna my ex. I mean, and how many exes or previous relationships do you, or sex partners, do you feel is excessive? Like, you know, they don't, you know, every time you know they can give you a whole list of 40 or 50 men. Do you think that's excessive, or you just think it don't even matter?
I think anytime you go out the box more than five, you know what I'm saying, that's excessive.
Somebody phone, somebody background, either they got something going on and it's causing a distortion when you talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I think
so
more
you
than
have
five,
the computer on in the background that gives feedback.
Hold up. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that good right there, Phil.
Yeah. Like I said, I think more than five is excessive. Because when you think about it, when you sleep with a person, you sleep with all the people they done slept with. So if you count that five and you add about 10 to that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's getting a little excessive.
Yeah.
Especially if you go on bareback.
Straight up.
Don't never do that.
How you feel about that,
but,
baby?
Shit, whatever number they tell you, they lying like hell anyway. So shit, you know, it don't matter what they say. 3, 7, 20. Shit, bitch, they say 50. She really just got 20. Bitch, say 30. She got 100. No motherfucker lying like hell anyway by any motherfucking number. Send,
so,
go to the clinic.
So what
if somebody
get people be honest and be like, I had 100. Do you think they flexing or you be like, damn? Do the pussy ride different? Can you tell by the way the pussy ride? The pussy show is wearing tear. I don't know because I just got a, you know, my shit just so brand new like a virgin pussy. I don't know.
Oh, what the
by
fuck?
The way.
Cut that shit out. Cut that shit out. Put the pussy. Could you please put the pussy down and step away from it? Please.
I'm gonna say like this.
Please.
If you can swallow an
Alizé
bottle, then you don't have too much.
But I mean, I'm saying, what? Say for instance, just different. Just like some of y'all men are built different. Some of y'all got big, excessive dicks. Some of them got, you know, regular dicks. But what if the woman just built with a big pussy, but ain't have two dicks?
If them walls
ain't been
penetrated, it's
going to
be tight.
So if you can't hit them corners right, then it's wide open, Charlie.
Oh, really?
Wide open.
Who? Put some on who?
You supposed to be able to hit them corners, man.
Y'all know the ones that keep the little wipes in their purse, you know what I'm saying, and wipe off and go to the next one.
Wait a minute. You saying they get excessive wiping? They keep wipes in their purse. They get wiped off and go to the next one. I didn't know that was what to write. I got to put that on Facebook. So women keeping wipes to freshen up to go fuck the next nigga. That's excessive money. That's just too much.
That's excessive.
That's excessive. Wait, oh my goodness. Oh.
That's excessive.
Who said that? Well, that's too low key, because you know what? The more I deal with you, the more I realize.
And
Realize I got some knowledge over here. That's all that is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm still excessively fucked up from that statement you made last week. If you don't swallow the nut, is that considered child abandonment? You know I put that on Facebook. You see what kind of response I got? And motherfucker, shut up, big baby. You excessively you down laughing.
Hey, that's my nigga right now. That's my
don't
nigga.
Really,
that's my motherfucking nigga.
And these motherfuckers were saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was so you know
I mean,
now I'm gonna go
you,
back.
You got to respect the truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody got to put it out there for in order for you to find
absolutely.
It. You know.
Absolutely.
So sit down and talk to your granddaddy one day. You'll probably find out a whole bunch of things that you don't even want to really know. But you
my
know what I'm saying? What's in the closet eventually
peace,
always come
glad.
Out.
So, okay, at what point does an insecure-ass female, at what point does their behavior become excessive when they start doing what? You know what I'm saying? At what point does this shit just, okay, that's bad to get rid of this whole, you know what I'm saying? This bitch just got excessive with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And what is your breaking point with insecurity? Because, I mean, you know, a lot of women have them. That's how I'll put it like that. I won't say all. I don't get off into, you know, labeling women or men as a whole. I don't say all men are dogs, all women. I don't say shit like that. That's not what I do because it's an exception to every damn rule. So
hey, you know, that's
point,
some bullshit. That's why you don't say that shit. That's why you don't say that. You know.
Hey.
Just like, you know, niggas who's a hoes.
I'm going to tell you what's excessive. I'm going to tell you what's excessive. When she starts sniffing your drawers when you come in from outside, from taking the trash out, that's excessive. That means she's real insecure. You can't even go outside because they're thinking the next door neighbor is the one that's trying to holler at you. That's excessive.
They sniffing drawers when you go to the trash can? Wait a minute. I got a statement. Now, are you going to the trash can in the apartment? Because that means you might have to get in the car and drive. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. If you got to get in the car and drive, you might have some real, you know, a couple buildings down. You see what I'm saying? Don't play with me, cause I can, you know, I'm gonna break this shit down. Now, is the trash can in the apartment or is it motherfucking Herbie Kirby? God damn it!
It don't matter where the trash out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you take too long
do.
Doing anything. You take too long doing anything. Who you were talking to? Who you with?
Mr. Pill.
Yeah, hey, like you said, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? Insecurity, you know, that's just what insecure people do. You know what I'm saying? See, when you got that insecure with yourself, you ain't even got nothing to worry about. But that is excessive than a motherfucker. Shit. Taking the trash.
You know some of y'all have two, three bitches in the same apartment complex.
That nigga done got a quick ass like a motherfucker. You feel me? Like, quick ass, she won't come. God damn. How far, you know, from the guy? She gonna meet a nigga at the guy's disposal. You feel me?
Nigga went and picked the gadget right quick.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Go get it, dick.
At the guy with his phone. And goddamn, when you get back in, she's sniffing drawers.
Listen,
bitch,
I'm just saying, can you
really smell? I'm going to get the fuck away from her head. That bitch crazy.
Can you really smell if your nigga done fucked somebody up? Does it really? I mean, I have no experience with that.
Hell no, nigga like that. Hell no, super niggas don't fuck with that kind of shit.
Hell no. That's that petty shit. That's that petty shit right there, boy.
Hey, can you grab my dick? What the fuck you mean? Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to take a motherfucking shower. What? I'm trying to take a shower. What the fuck?
Well,
hey, it can
go both ways though.
Okay. But you gotta assess them. You gotta assess them niggas too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I feel like it becomes excessive when females start calling other females and, you know, texting other bitches from their nigga phone. I think that
that's
so.
That's excessive. It's no reason why I gotta take my phone to the shower or shit. I'm gonna leave that shit on the charge in my room. I'm just saying.
If you're trying to play detective.
No, I mean, okay, in my defense, I will check a phone. I ain't gonna lie. You know, so I might just check a phone. If it's ringing, I might be like, make sure, cause, you know, it might be your mama calling. But right, I
man.
Did not dial a
bitch. Don't do that shit,
girl. I don't dial bitches' numbers. I don't text. I don't do none of that bullshit. Because my issue is not with the other bitch. My issue is with that nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? If I feel like I need to ask the question, it'll be for something. I ain't calling no bitch, talking about no bullshit. All that extra shit be hoe be doing, that shit is expensive. And it's just really uncalled for, because you don't solve shit. Calling another female, arguing back and forth, that's just excessive, unnecessary ass shit. Ladies, please, don't give another female the happiness, joy, because she got you sweetness. Got you pressed. Even if you is upset, don't let another bitch know it. And fellas, please don't call another nigga. That's, you know, who it is. It's excessive. Don't do that. Deal with your mate. Deal directly with them. Don't let other people on the outside know that there is a problem. Because it might not be a problem. People do have friends. I got a lot of friends that call me. What, big baby?
Because super nigga don't check no damn phone. Get your mind right. You on the phone with about 3-4 super niggas in this bitch. You don't do no shit like that, man. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Check my bitch phone.
I don't know what your nigga is over here, because, you know, we don't play that.
No. Not too quick, you know, it don't go down like that.
If it's excessive, like, y'all niggas know y'all, you know, especially if it's at 2 o'clock in the morning and that motherfucking phone go to dancing. You like, what the fuck? It's 4 o'clock. What the fuck? Is he sweet? You gonna look over and see who the...
No, the fuck, we ain't got whoever the fuck it is, pissed off. Because she ain't answering that bitch, because we in the motherfucking
bathroom.
Hell, nigga. We in that bitch, I don't want to be calling that hoe.
She might be one of the females that got fired like 2 weeks ago.
Because nine times out of ten, if it's a money call, it's going to be an early call. If it's a late call, we ain't even trying to pick that shit up. For what? Especially if you be sitting there with the little shawty. Like, I'm feeling like, you know, it's not even about, you know what I'm saying, you sitting there, oh, well, your girl going to act like this. Fuck that shit. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's an associate. She could be trying to talk about something else. It ain't always necessarily the same thing, but you already know what it is. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Straight that phone rings at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you that whoever that is want to see your woman in her birthday suit.
Amount of fucking basic bitches on this fucking planet. So you don't really want to feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Atlanta Libra, I'm a super bitch. So you think there's like a lot of super bitches and a few basic bitches. When in reality, it's a few super bitches and a lot of basic bitches.
I don't want to believe that, low-key. I don't want to believe what these babies think.
Hey, my nigga, you know some hoes, don't you?
You know what?
You know what I'm trying to tell her, don't you?
They you know, they got some lady pimps that's more excessive than, you know what I'm saying, these other dudes out here that want to be pimps. Because you got those that shiny cars, and you got those that are just basic cars, you know what I'm saying, that just get good gas mileage. So, you know, you want to be the one to show, you know what I'm saying. See, a real dude, he ain't got a show, you know what I'm saying, he just do. You know. If you got to be the one that you got to prove, you know what I'm saying, all the time, then obviously you don't have it. You're trying to get it. You're trying to find it. So a real dude just do real dude things. You know, it come natural to him.
Okay. I can dig that. I mean, there's so many people right now in the world just listening like, wow. You know, because they tune in to get their lessons. You know what I'm saying? The world is becoming a better place because of Hot Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, right now, people are like, who is this person? I mean, I got a lot of feedback. And some people started, you know, messaging me on Facebook when I told them that you had checked in once again. And they told me to tell you your Twitter page, whatever picture you got on your Twitter. I don't follow you on Twitter yet, but it's cute. So whatever picture you got on there, you know what I'm saying? What kind of picture you got on there? I mean, are you naked? I mean, what is it that they're talking about? You cute.
Nah, you know, see, you know, I ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, put myself out there for people to really know who I am. You want to know who I am, then you got to, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get next to me. Because, you know what I'm saying, only real people has got to be around me. And if you ain't real, then, you know, you can stay in your lane.
I like
a smooth ride.
I ain't finna applaud no damn body.
Applaud. That's why I got you, my nigga. Applause, nigga. There it is. You don't want to play that shit for you, my nigga, but I got you.
Like I said, though, if you ain't got no haters out there, you ain't going to be noticed. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't noticing, you just another number in the crowd.
Well, you better speak that
shit. I used to like haters because I thought that their behavior was a bit excessive. But then I realized that when my haters started acting the fucking fool, it made me even hotter. So I was like, oh, let me go give me some more motherfucking. Let me agitate some more of these motherfuckers to keep blowing me the fuck up. So, you know, hey, all my haters, go on my page, tell me why you don't like me, call a bunch of your friends and tell them why you don't like me. Just put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you how you know whether you a real nigga or you just another nigga in the crowd. If a nigga go out his way to try to trip you up while you either at work, you know what I'm saying, live in your area, you're a real nigga. Because, you know what I'm saying, real niggas, you know what I'm saying, they try to trip people up, you know what I'm saying, because they want to be the show guy. You know what I'm saying? But if you that guy that's low-key and you in the cut, you know what I'm saying, and you chilling, minding your business, and you still, you know what I'm saying, handling your business and getting your money, you already know what it is. You ain't got to ask somebody for nothing. It's going to come to you.
Damn right. Prim Do Takeover Tuesday is a very hot show because people love the realism that comes from this particular show. Not saying the other shows are not real, but see, it's just more from the male perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because usually I, you know, work the show, whether it be Sunday or Thursday or both. You know what I'm saying? However, I try to fall back on Tuesday and let the gentlemen do their thing, but, you know, of course, their excessive laziness doesn't allow it all the time. But the baby stood up and represented for their ass because the rest of them rolled up and looking at possible exposure. But I'm
my niggas is right here, man. Kick all of that. You being obsessive with your fucking write-ups, man. I told you, put that pussy down, step away from it. All my niggas in the cut. We here kicking it, man. You know what I'm saying? I got the high sign to go ahead. Do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I got my niggas on here. We shutting your ass down the whole motherfucking show. When I go back and listen to the archives, the shit gonna be gone. Cause you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. That it gotta go like that.
Oh, you trying to say that I go back and delete the show if I don't like it?
You going to go back and delete this one because you scared.
Oh, no, hell, I'm not. No, hell, I'm not.
Oh, ooh. Yes, hell, you is.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm going to let you have your little 5 seconds.
Because
you know what? What you say,
she, you know she's taking, you know she taking notes over there now. So you better be careful. You know she be taking her notes.
That right?
Yeah, you know
she might come back at you. You know what I'm saying, on Thursday.
The shows are recorded for y'all listening pleasures, so y'all can go back and listen to any show we've ever produced at your leisure. You know what I'm saying? When you bored on a rainy day, your female still at work, working late. Vice versa, just get you something to drink. Don't try to listen to this shit on a straight head. It's not going to work. High Top Radio has a hidden, decoded message in it, and it ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, get you something to drink, you know, a nice cold glass, warm glass of wine, whatever it is that suits your fancy. Put the show on. Kick you a couple of them. Just go down. We got hundreds of them. You know what I'm saying? I do above and beyond. I'm excessive with Hot Talk Radio. I'm excessive with this shit. The only motherfuckers that produce 4 shows a week. You
right,
don't want nobody
right.
to do that shit? 2 hours?
Super bitch. No, that man. Come on, man. You already know what
time
it is.
Who does that? You know what I'm saying? You're talking about 8 hours a week. The only motherfuckers on the other motherfuckers that we might be close to is the news. Okay? So, I mean, we excessive with this shit over here. Now, I got a couple more questions I want to ask before I close out. Because I'm asking questions because, you know, I've been sent these questions and I'm trying to get the people to answer. And I can't just give them my answer because it's going to seem biased. I have to give y'all, let y'all say what y'all feel, then I have to say what I feel. You know what I'm saying? But how many phone calls from a particular individual does it take before it becomes excessive? You know what I'm saying? Your mother is an exception. Your mom and dad are exceptions to every rule. They can call as many times as they want. Even though my brothers and shit have gotten, well, they don't answer the phone. For, you know, family. And that shit is real tasteless. You know, I disapprove of that kind of shit. But when it's family, talk to your family. Family's first. Every day ain't promised to nobody. One day you're going to wish that they ass could call, and they ain't. Because you know what's going to be done happen. So y'all that's ignoring your family members, I need you to cut that shit out. But back to these other individuals.
You know what?
How many,
to answer that question for you.
Uh-huh.
How many phone calls are excessive?
Yeah.
If you're on the phone with a person and you tell them you're going to call them right back, and as soon as you put the phone back, you know what I'm saying, down, it's ringing, they calling you right back talking about, what you doing? Didn't I just hang up with you just a minute ago?
That ain't
so,
excessive.
That's excessive. You know, when, well, how can I say, that's a little stalkerish.
I mean, how many phone calls do you expect from your woman today? You know, I don't know whether y'all reside together, but you can expect one on lunch, and then probably one in the afternoon on the way home, and then a good night phone call. So is that excessive?
Well, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? If you talk to them, you know what I'm saying, like on your lunch break or something like that, but... I mean, if y'all live together, I'm going to see you when I get home. If I'm at work, let me think about work and get work out the way and go and get this money. Then, you know, then we have our time.
I got the King of Babylon just stepping in. King Jado, you got something you want to add to the conversation? Because I'm going to call you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call a number of times. I'm going to get excessive with my
Well, you already know about my feelings about that excessive bullshit. And on the flip side of that, you know what I mean, when a motherfucker go over 10 times, that's excessive. If you call me more than 3 times within the hour, that's excessive. Because I got a voicemail, first of all, for a reason. And if you text me more than 5 times, within 30 minutes, that's excessive. And I
do you check your voicemail? I don't check my voicemail.
I mean, but you know, I got this new thing now called a smartphone where they actually, you know, with the voicemail, it's like a voice text.
Voice text.
I don't have to necessarily listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So I can actually see who the hell it is, what it is, or what the fuck they want without even listening to it. And I can clear it all out like that. So with that being said, being business-minded and everything else, I don't know why you don't check yours. Hell, you probably be on the other side of the planet. I don't know. But, you know.
Amen, my brother.
Well, it depends on what face you got on that day. She might have that sexy face on and then be ready to go on and eat something up.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So excessive shit to me is just going above and beyond, and it is stalkerish type shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be cognizant of these assholes out here because, you know what I mean? There's some idiots out here. There's some assholes out here. There's some jealous-ass bitches out here. And the bitches don't always, you know what I'm saying, have a pussy either. They just had their nuts tucked up in them.
Woo. That's another damn topic. That's another damn topic. You said they got nuts. Well, I say that because, boy, they got the nuts tucked. Ooh, all of a shunda. Wait a minute now. Okay. Let me see. Was there any more questions that the people had? So now that we got Jado done checked in, let's see what his perspective is on this particular topic for tonight. Now, you missed the conclusion that these alleged gentlemen came through earlier. They said that I had watched a particular show on television, and the man had like five wives. I know this is going to get heated all over again. You shut the hell up till I finish the statement. And, you know, one of them had five wives.
One of them a group of super niggas. When you address us as a group of super niggas, all of that shit.
A group of super niggas, okay. All
right.
A group of super noble, intellectual, courageous, charismatic, ambitious soldiers. I apologize. Now, Big Baby distinctly stated that the reason for the many women in the situation for one man having five wives was because he didn't have a super bitch. So he took a group of basic bitches. He took a herd of whores, a band of bitches, you know, a flock of floozes, and put them together and put them on one cake and made it into a super bitch. Now, how shall you respond?
Is that question to me, the king, or what?
Yes. I'm going to need you to put the weed stuff away from your medicine.
Oh, my bad. I mean, you dig, because I was ready to go in anyway. I mean, I'm just saying it like this right here. It's not excessive at all because it's like this right here. A man can have as many wives as he wants to as long as he can make all of them equally happy. And see, the problem with that, with today's society, motherfuckers don't know how to make each and every individual woman happy. They don't even know how to make one woman happy. So, yeah, if he got more than one, it's excessive out the gate. Because he don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Big Baby said that he agreed to that the man didn't have one super bitch. He had a bunch of basic bitches that each woman had a different role to play. So he had one that was good at fucking, one that was good at this, another one that was good at that. And he put them all together and had one super bitch. Now, what you got to say about that?
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Every king got their own preference.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Boy, you
want
to see
that
man?
If that's how that man elects to run his kingdom, who am I to come over there and tell him how to run the castle?
The king have motherfucking spoken. You heard that shit?
You can't have no more than what you can feed. So if you can't feed them all, then your mother stick with one.
You're doing too much. Exactly. If you can't feed them all, you're doing too much. You spread yourself too thin. But in the times of King Solomon, King Solomon has 1,000 wives and he has 1,000 wives and 700 concubines. Now that's 1,700 women. So
With that being said,
and their numbering system was different than ours as well.
Hey, but look, well, the thing about it is, it was still human, and it was still it is what it is. Now, if shit could go on like that, then it could still go on like that right now. But the only thing about it is, you have to go about things right. Because if you can't have it, don't bite on more than what you can chew. You know what I'm saying? Because you're standing out there with a mouth full of bullshit and you can't talk.
Oh. Hot Talk Radio World.
Hey, man, this your boy B, baby, man. Hey, if y'all ain't fucking with what the fuck this nigga talk about, man, you need to tune in every motherfucking day. You need to call in on day when we ain't got no show and just listen to the other shit to get your mind right. Because my nigga just laid the shit down for you right in every kind of fucking genre that you want, motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my nigga, I fuck with you, my nigga. Shit, baby, is your nigga, my nigga.
Oh, y'all, it's Cindy. I'm Mr. Cindy.
Already. Hey, respect go both ways, baby. I salute.
Tell them where they can find you at.
Man, I'm actually listening, you dig, you know, and Lady Libra, she actually caught me off guard the last time because I was trying to seal the blunt, but it's all good.
I said, tell them where they can find you at. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, hey, you know that's
yeah, but people be listening. They want to know who the hell is talking. So tell them where they can find you and follow you.
You can find King Jah on Twitter at King_Jah, JAH357. You can follow my artist, Henny White, at Henny White. Spell all together. That's HENNYWHYTE. And also, you can be looking for the new Henny White drink that's coming out in 2013. Fuck with your boy.
You tell them where they can find you at on Facebook.
Oh, I mean, they can try to follow me on Facebook, but they'll have to subscribe because all my real friends, I'm sold up. I got over 5,000 folks.
You ain't got, that's excessive. Stop lying. You ain't got 5,000 real friends. You got 5,000 folks that you know.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this right here. You my bitch, and you know what it is.
Oh,
hey, my nigga.
You wrote up.
Hey, my nigga. When that drink come out, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was sold down here might be a little slack, so I might have to order my shit online, my nigga. Don't even worry about it, my nigga. Hey, look, don't even worry about it, my nigga, because I'm from Georgia, and I know how it is down there, and the trap gets slow, you dig, and it might be a drought, so I got you. Yes, sir.
You know what, man? We're going to have to throw a party, man, let all the kings get together, man, and, you know, do their thing, man.
And rejoice, you dig?
Hey, look,
all the kings need to get together and sip on some libations, you dig? And fellowship.
Yeah.
Tell them where they can find
we're going to have to school these niggas, man, for real, man, because they got the game fucked up out here.
Dog, school is always in session, 25 hours, 8 days a week. I'm laying it down.
Yeah.
I'm telling these niggas they need to start picking it up.
Yeah.
Tell them where they can find you at, Low Key.
Hey, you know, you can find me on Twitter at LowKey23, LOKEYY. LOKEYY for y'all that, you know, ain't listening.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, but I don't really get on there because, you know, that's the gossip book, man. It shouldn't even call it Facebook, you know. But if you want to hit me up on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, I'll check in, you know, I'll holler back at you, you know. I'm going to keep it 100.
I'll give a shout out. Hey, I'm giving shots out right now live from the motherfucking trap with Lady Libra and all my other folks, you dig?
But, yeah, I definitely want to give big ups to Lady Libra for putting this King Party together, you know, so that, you know, other real niggas can go on and come together and, you know, fellowship and, you know what I'm saying, go on and put that knowledge out there.
Hey, Lady Libra, show her how to real bitch
you at. Oh, crazy. Big baby, tell them where they can find you at.
Hey, man, you know it's your boy, Big Baby, man. Goddamn. You can hit me on the Twitter, 801 Big Baby. 801 Big Baby. That shit spelled regular. 801 Big Baby. That's it, just like that. You know what I'm saying? I
the
got
number
81
or the word 81?
The number 81. The number 81. Hell yeah. And shit, you know, Hot Talk Radio, we getting it in. Super Biz, Lady Leroy. Represent for all my niggas, you know what I'm saying? We all in the cut, man. We just kick back, you know what I'm saying, on your ass, show you how we get down and shit. We appreciate everybody coming through. Y'all, my niggas, fuck everything Lady Leroy talking about. Goddamn, we in this bitch. She can't say shit, and this how we doing it.
Also,
I want to let everybody know to go pick up my artist's new album. It's out right now. It's called What Up World. You dig? And we got some fresh new cuts on that bitch. We're going to do some other shit live in 2013. And we fucking with Hot Talk Radio the long way, you dig? Lady Libra been fucking with me since me and her been back, you know what I'm saying, playing in the sand trap out in Africa.
Motherfucker's telling lies.
Hey, hit me up on Twitter, man. We're going to put a couple things together, man. Real talk.
Already. Hey, you know we
y'all
global,
know
my nigga.
Baby, boy, you already know what it is, too. Hit me up, man.
Hey, you know we global,
know
my nigga.
Motherfuckers are crazy. Y'all know y'all can follow Hot Talk Radio at Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTTALK 2010. You can follow me on Facebook. That's Lady Libra, one word, LadyLibra.
She's been torturing his ass.
This is what happens when motherfuckers get drunk and call in on the show and shit. You know, I do apologize for all this excessive talking in the background world. However, make sure y'all go like the Hot Talk Radio page on Facebook. That's spelled three separate words, Hot Talk Radio. And just Google us. Go back and listen to any show that you have missed. All of them are recorded. They are there for your listening pleasures. Tune in tomorrow for Hunt Van the Hood live from the Trap with DJ Trapper John. It's going down. Hot Talk Radio is in full fucking effect. Shout out to Pimp Juice Takeover 2. Shout out to DJ Swara G, Pimp the Sweet, and Trapper John. They are the record pool tonight, but you see, work still goes on. It's excessive over here. We don't stop for no one. On that note, we'll holla.